It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a lot to get to yet on today's big broadcast. We will speak with Nicole Malliotakis, who has had some very encouraging news coming out of her race in Staten Island. We'll also deal with breaking news and the technology factors, and we will deal with the schools. Carol Markowitz, stay with
Kevin
us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Who are these folks? What history books do they read? Who do they talk to? Don't read? Is that what is going on?
Is he insulting the deplorables in the United States? I'm not sure. That was Barack Obama talking to a drive-in theater full of cars earlier today, which is about as big of a crowd as the Joe Biden campaign has been able to draw out in recent days. In fact, it was remarkably sunny and optimistic where Barack Obama was speaking there. They had almost 100 people, I think, that you could see inside the view of the camera, you know, as opposed to the tens of thousands at every stop that the president made yesterday. And he's doing it today. Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and the Biden campaigns in Georgia. What are they doing in Georgia? Georgia is not a state that is going to be carried by Joe Biden. I don't understand this. The president's playing offense in states that he does need, Wisconsin and Michigan. Nebraska is a safe spot. I don't really get that. But anyway, maybe he's helping the Senate race there. But think about this. Biden's wasting time and resources in Florida and Georgia today. And he's not going to win either one of those states. You know, it's interesting. Last night, as the nation watched the impeccable Amy Coney Barrett get sworn in, it was really telling to see what the leftists were saying on social media immediately, almost as though they had planned it. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as though they had planned it. immediately said, expand the court on Twitter. That was the first thing they said. Amy Coney Barrett hasn't weighed in on one case yet. Expand the court. We didn't get our way, so what are we going to do? We're going to throw a hissy fit, and we are going to insist that we change the Constitution. Actually, they didn't say that, but there was a group on Twitter last night that did openly say that. Listen to this soundbite from the Gravel Institute. I don't know anything about these people, but they said, what if, and hear us out, this is their post on Twitter. What if the Constitution, and they use a term that we don't allow to be said around the McCullough House, but it was basically, what if the Constitution stinks? Only they didn't say stinks. And what if it's wrong about everything and shouldn't be the basis for running a society in the 21st century? And then they do this long thread of other thoughts that they have along these lines. And they're saying, but what if the Constitution's not the right document for the running of the country? Hey, geniuses, I've got an idea for you. If the Constitution's not the right document, you're in the wrong country. What are you going to do? Overthrow us? Change the Constitution? Make your own Constitution? I mean, that's what the progressive left has been trying to do through the courts for the last 30 years. And they've done a pretty good job of limiting freedoms and sticking government intrusion into your life and all sorts of things through that kind of methodology. I know why they're freaking out, Because if you just put a justice on the court who actually says, nope, we're going to go by the letter of the law, what the Constitution says, that's going to be the founding foundation for what we do legally going forward. You're going to get different outcomes. And it's not just the Supreme Court. The president has filled 300 judgeships on the appellate and circuit court levels underneath the Supreme Court. By the way, 100 more of them or more were left open by Obama. What president doesn't fill every judgeship that's open with their own people? I guess people that are really arrogant and have a lot of hubris about thinking they're going to be in charge forever. But guess what? There's a change coming. We're going to see actual rule of law be interpreted by actual justices that actually respect the words in the laws. This is going to be really, I mean, in terms of the long-term arc of the country, Donald Trump may be able and may be willing to fix any number of things. Nothing will outlive his presidency as part of his ongoing legacy, the way changing the judiciary in the United States of America has been changed. When you go for 30 years of having godless, lawless interpretations of your actual laws to suddenly a God-fearing reverence and respect for the rule of law and the words of the laws and the crafting of the laws and the people's voices that are respected in those laws, when you suddenly go to that shift in understanding, friends, you're going to have a different country to be. You're not going to recognize what we have now, because it's going to be so good. It's going to be so right. And that's one of the promises. By the way, I've been saying he's kept 127 promises. Scratch that out last night. 128. Amy Coney Barrett. It's more than that, actually, but 128. So these guys at the Gravel Institute, they're well, what if the Constitution's all wrong about everything and shouldn't be the basis for running? Well, find yourself another nation where you agree with their Constitution. Last I checked, nobody was asking for their constitutions to be rewritten. Maybe you don't belong in America if America means that we are bound together by these ideals. By the Declaration, by the Bill of Rights, by the Constitution, if we're bound together by these ideas, that's what it means to be an American. If you reject those things, you are not an American. Doesn't matter if you were born here. Matters as to what you agree with and think. So have all your criticisms all you want. By the way, we're the nation that gave the world the First Amendment. People were saying this kind of stuff in King George's era. They just lost their heads. Not from laughing. This is why, friends, this election matters so hugely. The people that oppose the president of the United States aren't just people who disagree with him. They're not mad at him because he didn't keep his promises. They viscerally hate him because he loves America. He is fighting for you and me and every American every day. He is fighting for us. And that's why they're coming for him. Because he respects us. He honors us, and he works for us as we, the people, are his boss. They're coming for him because he's fighting for you. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial because my schedule is like crazy. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You will receive two sets for one low price, plus free shipping. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Please be sure to use that promo code AM970. Two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Greetings, this is Dr. G, host of America First with Sebastian Gorka. The election that we've been talking about for so long is now upon us. Don't sit this election out. Be sure to vote.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. We at AM 970 The Answer believe this election is bigger than any one person. We believe it's more important than just narrow interests. We believe it's so important, in fact, we are willing to pull out all the stops to pool all the resources we can to win. That's why we've invited the owner of our fiercest competitor to join me in hosting a two-hour Get Out the Vote victory special. Join John Catsimatidis, New York's most beloved billionaire, as we rally this city to victory. Wednesday afternoon, 4 to 6, only on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com. Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is the job of a judge to resist her policy preferences. It would be a dereliction of duty for her to give in to them.
All right, that's ACB, and of course, last night she became the ninth Supreme Court justice. So we are going to get a 6-3 court most times, 5-4 under worst case scenarios going forward, I think, in the days to come. But you know, this is something, and as I said in my open, we have never seen this in my lifetime, where a court for the United States Supreme Court is a predominantly originalist perspective court. And I have been working, I will be very candid about this, for a very long time to see this day arrive. And I'm very, very happy that it finally has. Someone else who may have perspective on this is the aforementioned Carol Markowitz. She is no longer the foremost Googled Carol, K-A-R-O-L, on Google. And I'm sad about that. She used to be for a long time. But whoever this Carol G is, that joker, we got to get rid of her. We got to get Carol M back up there. Hey, hey, Carol, good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Your thoughts as you watched ACB last night?
Exciting. You know, I also did not dream that we would get someone like her on the court. It was really just a happy moment. I'm very much an ACB fan. And I'm looking forward to what a court of this composition will bring.
Well, and you know, as big of a change as this is going to be on the Supreme Court level, what a lot of voters don't realize is that Trump has done maybe even a bigger shift in judicial temperament on the lower courts, because we're going to have close to 300 appellate and circuit court judges in place by the time this year is over as well. Win or lose the election, he will have fundamentally reshaped the judiciary across the country.
Yeah, it's really an amazing development of the last 4 years that this is where we are. For so long, I just feel like courts were the liberal bastion, and this has sort of put a stop to that.
Yeah, so to go back, I mean, the reshaping is this. We go from interpreting the Constitution by our feelings and what we want the Constitution to say to actually the words meaning something that are written on the paper, Carol. And, you know, as a writer yourself, you write a column, you have an intended meaning for it. The founders were even more so intentional about what they say.
Right, absolutely. I think you nailed it with the feelings thing. I don't think we shouldn't interpret it through our feelings. And it's funny because, you know, for all the criticism of, oh, she's an originalist from the left about Amy Coney Barrett, what do they want? For her to not be an originalist and her opinion to shape what the court says? I think that they would very much not like that. So it's a good situation for them.
No, they would if she was one of them. If you're one of them and you're squishy and your feelings are all far left progressive, then you're fine. We'll let you just sit up there and do whatever you want. But if you're going to say that the Constitution means what it says, somehow you're the devil. I don't understand exactly. I mean, from that matter, why even have a court? You know, just the strongest man on the street wins at the end of the day. I don't know. To be continued on future discussions, I'm sure. Hey, this week you took on the schools, something you haven't covered at all in the last year in your column. You actually say maybe not even the fall of next year in New York City. Right. What are you talking about, Carol?
Well, and it's not just New York City. It's cities all across the country that have decided that school just doesn't matter that much. I think New York just gets an outsized amount of attention. But we're one of four major cities across the whole country that open schools at all. It's a really, really big problem, Kevin. And I don't see how schools that are not open this year or open on this like ridiculous half-time model like New York City has and like Miami has for now, I don't see how they open next year either. I don't know what changes between today and next year. So even if we got a vaccine, say, tomorrow, kids are not scheduled to get it until about 2022. And the reality is that even if the vaccine is perfect, which it will not be, it's still 2 years away. When Fauci says we're going to be wearing masks and social distancing into 2022, it's terrible and it's giant inconvenience for the majority of people. But what that means in school terms is that we cannot have full-time school because they're still holding kids to this social distancing requirement that no other country is doing. They have all given up on the idea that kids can social distance. So we're the only ones sticking with this. That's why we have part-time or no school at all. And we either have to give that up or we're not going to have school next year either.
And the outcome, see, and this is the problem that I have with that is because we are told that if you are a follow the science person, you have to agree with all of this stuff. But what about all the science that says this not, you know, just erasing these kids' lives for these year and a half, 2 years, however long it ends up being, is not going to have any harm to them? I mean, we already see a lot of data that's saying these kids are running other risks and dangers now that are not even being discussed.
Right. But even putting that aside, let's say nothing matters except survival. Kids extremely rarely contract coronavirus. Kids extremely rarely pass it on to grownups. These are extremely rare cases. So we're not even following the science in that way. Like, forget about all the side effects of it, which I think are so bad and so dire and so long lasting. If you don't care about any of that, fine. Just care about the science part of it, which says that kids are, for the most part, safe from this, and they're safe from passing it on to adults, too.
Well, it's going to be discouraging. So what do you think happens, Carol, if we lose schools for the next two years?
Yeah.
What happens to families like yours living in densely populated metro areas? Are they leaving? Are they heading to the country?
Absolutely. Yes. So, we're lifelong New Yorkers, and the idea of leaving New York had never even occurred to us before this last year, no matter how bad things had gotten. But schools would really be the last straw. There's absolutely no way we stay in a city that prioritizes schools in last place like this, and a state that does that. It's really, the joke is that Bill de Blasio has been the champion of opening schools, and Governor Cuomo hasn't been. So, yeah, I think people like us will be immediately leaving, and I think a lot of people are doing that already. I think that they've realized that they can't live somewhere the schools aren't open, and they've been departing for places where they are.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty dire. But Carol Markowitz has been speaking out on this for quite some time in her latest piece. If they won't fully reopen schools despite what science says, when will they? Carol, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Every Sunday morning, former Congressman Vito Fisella and Wall Street veteran John Tobacco invite you to sit at their table for Table Talk, where real conversations take place. Vito and John sit down with the brightest experts to give you the best information that you need to know for your home, mortgage, investments, finances, healthcare, and the world around you. It's all being served up family style. So grab a seat for Table Talk every Sunday morning at 10, right after the Cats Roundtable on AM 970, The Answer. Table Talk is sponsored by American Financial Network and InvestView. That's Table Talk with former Congressman Vito Fisella and Wall Street veteran John Tobacco. Sunday mornings at 10, right after the Cats Roundtable on AM 970, The Answer. The following is an editorial opinion from the owners of this station and Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, afternoon drive host here at AM 970, The Answer. You know, this election is coming quickly, and the stakes couldn't be any higher. Media coverage is dominated by the contest between President Trump and Joe Biden, but the battle for control of Congress is also huge. Lee Zeldin has represented Long Island well. He's in a contest to return to Congress representing New York's 1st Congressional District, and he deserves our support. There's also a couple of more races to highlight where we could actually gain a voice in D.C., Tom Kane, a solid conservative with a history of serving the people of New Jersey. He's running to represent Jersey's 7th. And Nicole Malliotakis, a friend I'm excited about, she's looking to represent the people of New York's 11th. With support from people like you, each one of these candidates can win. So would you join me in supporting Lee Zeldin, Tom Kane, and Nicole Malliotakis? Tell your friends, tell your family in these districts, and don't sit this election out. Thank you.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com. iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com. Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
According to our exclusive News 4 Marist poll, Republican Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis leads first-term Democratic incumbent Max Rose, 48-46, among likely voters.
All right, that was from NBC4 last night, and the story, of course, race on Staten Island in South Brooklyn is as tight as everybody suspected it would be. I got to say, the fact that Nicole Malliotakis is polling a couple of points ahead when Nancy Pelosi cash is being flushed into the system faster than you can blink is really a testimony to what Nicole means to the district. She rejoins us, current leader in that poll. Nicole, welcome back. It's good to have you.
It's great to be with you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
And it's a good week for you. You picked up the endorsement of the New York Post this week as well.
Yeah, and President Trump tweeted about this race this morning. He's very excited about our poll numbers. And certainly, look, it's a tight race. We need everyone to vote. If you're in Staten Island, Southern Brooklyn, the neighborhoods of Bay Ridge, Diker Heights, Bensonhurst, Bath Beach, Gravesend, we need you to get out and vote. And people should know that early voting did begin already on Saturday. And so they can visit www.voting.nyc to check out their polling site and locations.
Well, that's, and of course, we want them to be doing that. Get out the vote now. But Nicole, people that know that you and I are friends have asked me repeatedly in recent days, how can Max get away with airing those nasty, horrible commercials? And this has really been, I would say, of all of the congressional races in the New York City area, the most publicized because of the amount of media the dollars that Max is spending.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi has put in upwards of $7 million to try to buy this election and save Max Rose. It's not going to happen. Even though we're in a very tight race right now, we're still leading by two, and the president's winning as well. And I think the bottom line is that people want law and order restored in our city. Max has supported all the wrong policies, the cashless bail, which Nancy Pelosi is now trying to bring to the federal level. We know what a disaster it is here in New York. The marching to defund the police, marching in front of our local precinct here. The men and women in blue don't deserve that. And they were being treated very disrespectfully with derogatory signs. And Max was the only local elected official that was there alongside them. And then when you look at just various policies, voting with Nancy Pelosi and the squad to release convicted felons, including violent ones, from our federal jails. And then you look at the stimulus money. I mean, look, the stimulus money is not coming to New York for Americans and small businesses that desperately need it because Nancy Pelosi is playing games and trying to put in ideological, radical policies in a COVID relief package instead of tailoring it to address the needs of the people that are suffering. And lastly, I'm in the backyard of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and we need someone strong here in New York City who's going to push back as she takes the entire congressional delegation more and more to the left. And New York City needs to have a two-party system. I talked to Democrats, independents, and Republicans that believe that, and that's why we're going to win this race.
No, you absolutely are. And Nicole, one of the reasons that it is so important, in addition to all that you just laid out, is that there has to be a change of leadership in the House of Representatives in order for the president to get the rest of his agenda completed. And if we didn't have Nancy Pelosi in charge of the House right now, we would have had a stimulus package that would have been approved and small businesses would have been helped. I mean, Mayor de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo be damned. It would have worked because we would have had it in effect. The problem is the president doesn't have a House that's willing to work with him. He doesn't have the leadership there that can forge compromise and create opportunities. And that's what we need. And your seat, I kind of think, Nicole, your seat is kind of the bellwether for how I think the whole election's going to go. We need Republicans to get out. We need people to say, Democrats, independents, say, you know what? I'm tired of the divisive leadership. I've got to go get somebody that represents the interests of the common sense people of this place. And Nicole, you're that person. I've been saying that for a year and a half, but you're certainly the one that we need. And you'll be the only voice for New York City that will also have the ear of the president from the delegation.
Well, it's critically important right now, Kevin, when you look at what's happening with our local economy, these burdensome mandates put on our local small businesses here and restrictions that are in place that are hurting them and really driving businesses away from our city. We need someone common sense who will fight back and certainly hold our mayor accountable as well. I've said first thing I want to do is push for investigation into where our tax money is being used, especially the federal dollars that we give to the city of New York for education, for New York City Housing Authority, for Thrive NYC. All of that needs to be accounted for, and I will be the person in the delegation that truly fights back, holds Mayor de Blasio accountable, and as I said, pushes back on people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who are going to try to impede us as we look to rebuild the economy and restore the American jobs lost here in New York and across the country.
Yeah, got to do it. All right, go to Nicole for New York, NicoleForNY.com for more information about how you can help her walk a neighborhood, give a gift to her campaign, or help get out the vote on Election Day. It's just one short week, Nicole. It's on us faster than we realize, but we're here and we're ready to go.
Yes, thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate the support.
All right. Kevin McCullough Radio continues. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge because they want you to live a healthy life. So call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Dan Proft catches Biden in another lie.
So the Boilermakers Union has endorsed me because I sat down with them and in great detail with the leadership exactly what I would do.
Well, it turns out that neither of those things is true. So, Joe, first you lied about, have been lying about your position on fracking. Now you're lying about an endorsement you didn't receive. And this is consistent with Joe Biden, the fabulous. Joe Biden who makes things up.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa, we talk about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure, particularly when it came to negotiation, contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man, a great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamster that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Charlie Kirk at 12, Dennis Prager at 1. Weekday afternoons on AM 970, The Answer.
Everywhere I go, I change it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Tuesday, so we take a look at technology, and it is an ever-changing landscape given the shape of the world today and what we're dealing with. Technology is also the forte of one Ari Zoldan, who joins us to discuss all this, of Quantum Media Group. And Ari, today in the Post, there's a huge story
about Elon Musk and a plan that earned him an additional $3 billion. Now, I'm sure people are just sitting around all day long, Arizona, and going, well, gee, how can Elon Musk earn $3 billion more dollars? I'd sure like to see. But whatever he did, it seemed to work. What was the secret sauce here?
Yeah. So, I mean, I love the fact, I mean, let him make as much money as he'd like to, as long as the shareholders are making money as well. You know, there's a lot of pushback there saying, hey, you know, how can somebody like this make up to 50? I mean, he's going to, the upside of this is about $50 billion for him when all said and done. But what I love about it is that he does, and a lot of people don't know, is that he doesn't make a dollar salary. So his work is completely tied based on performance. And I love that. You know, let him make as much money as he can. The stock will go up. His products are just increasingly getting better. And if it means that, you know, him making $100 billion, then great. I think the shareholders are extremely, extremely happy about this. And it's really, he's proving himself. So let him get compensated.
So give us the details here. What did he do to make the extra $3 billion? What was the news here?
Sure. So his compensation is performance-based. So every single milestone that he hits, there's more options and more stock gets kicked into his portfolio. So as long as he meets those expectations, and it could be the amount of cars that are sold in a specific geographic region, it could be an R&D performance, whatever it is, he matches those or he beats those expectations. He's just got more money coming to him, and ultimately it comes down to, it's also waters down to the shareholders, who are, you know, people that own Tesla over the past couple of years are just so happy with it.
Right. So what the stockholders have basically said is, if you get Tesla to a market cap of $650 billion, we're going to let you keep $50 billion of that.
Exactly. And there's not that many people pushing back, because he's been, you know, everything he's been saying for the most part has been on point. And,
yeah,
and at the end of the day, he's producing. There's a lot of CEOs out there that are getting paid, you know, this enormous amount of base salary with stock options and golden parachutes. But he said no. He's like, I'm not taking any salary. My work is going to be strictly based on performance. So
yeah.
So kudos to him, and he should be making as much
money.
Yeah,
I mean, actually, that would be a great way to restructure all of private business, if people said, judge me based on performance alone. But you'd have a lot of people that would then have to actually work. So then that would be the downside.
Work in America. And
yeah.
Work in America is great. Crazy, crazy thought, Kevin. But, you know, the tech community has been doing this for some time. You know, the Facebook and the Googles of the world have all really been working. They made all their money on stock and based on performance as well. It just turns out that Tesla is making an enormous amount of money.
So what is going on? So what is going on with this Ant Group? Now, I'm not familiar with what Ant Group is, but they are also, they've got an IPO that evidently went well.
Yeah, so this is Jack Ma's darling. He's got the e-commerce side of his business, the owner of Alibaba. He's got the e-commerce side of his business, and he also has the financial arm of the business. And they're doing an IPO. I believe to date it's going to be the largest IPO of history. They're going to be doing a $34 billion IPO. I mean, these numbers are just, they're completely eye-popping. His portfolio, in terms of being one of the richest men in the world, not to say it happened overnight, but being in the tech sector, things could happen very, very quickly. He was at the right time, at the right place. He was a visionary. He brought e-commerce into China, and they're rolling out this IPO. It's going to make him a lot richer than he is right now. So
sure.
Also, an entrepreneur, a real entrepreneur, and I think a lot of Americans also, you know, look up to him. Of course, they look up to the Elon Musk of the world, but looking on the international landscape, somebody like Jack Ma also, I think, is somebody to look up to as well.
Yeah, although I think a lot of people, like, they look at Alibaba with a little bit of a cross-eyed stare of suspicion because of all the things that you put on, you know, you open an Etsy shop or eBay, and then, like, a week later, Alibaba's got the exact same product somehow on sale on their site, too. I've heard a lot of stories about that.
yeah, there's a lot of talk about that, and I've seen it in my past business as well. Unfortunately, there is a lot of copy and paste that's going on in the country. But I know at the same time, I think the tech community in China is dealing with the problem. It's not.
Well, that's encouraging. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's this story about the Trump campaign took over the YouTube homepage for a full day? What happened there?
So the digital people up at 1600 Pennsylvania, they were thinking of a strategy how to get as many eyeballs on the website on some of the digital properties, and they thought of YouTube, which I thought was pretty smart. They ran it for 24 hours, so all the people that were on YouTube, involved with YouTube, integrated with YouTube, all got to see President Trump's face. So I think it was a very, very smart move, and obviously a week before the elections, this is kind of the final push. And I think you're going to also see in the next couple of days, you're going to see some really, really interesting digital strategies that we haven't seen before, just because everyone is trying. I mean, this is it. This is right. The final mile. So,
well, and I was going to ask, you know, in old kind of retail politics, you know, the push, the final push in person, you're seeing it. The president's barnstorming all these states. Biden's, you know, coming out trying to do an appearance here or there, whatever. But I was wondering, in the digital space, do they have a similar, like, escalation? Do you see a flurry of this stuff all coming down on the YouTubes and so forth? And cost effectiveness, is it cheaper for them?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, the amount of money that they've been budgeting for digital campaigns is mind-blowing. And then eventually in the next 20, 30 years, I would imagine it's going to be, you know, all of this marketing money is all going to be spent digitally. But obviously, as it gets closer and closer, they anticipated that they're going to need more of a budget. So they
right.
plan for that. And it's going to be interesting. The next couple of days, you're going to see some really, really interesting, whether it's digital commercials, whether it's outbound campaigns. There'll be very, very clever things happening in the next couple of days to try to...
Interesting to watch. All right, we always appreciate the insight. Thanks for the stories today. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The Orange look to bounce back as they return to the Dome Saturday to beat Wake Forest for a second straight season. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Adam, Terry, and me for all the action. It's another noon kickoff with Orange pregame at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
During these unprecedented times, it's important to stay safe and healthy in all areas of your life. At 800-GAMBLER, our helpline remains available 24 hours per day, 7 days per week. If you or someone you know is struggling with or living with someone who has a gambling problem and wants help, call us today at 800-GAMBLER or visit www.800gambler.org. We remain a phone call or click away. You are never alone. This message sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I've requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when a friend says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
And I say, "Thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? They're made with comfortable GoFlex fabric that has compression and hold. They have 4 pockets, plus they're machine washable and come in extended sizes. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com or a Skechers store near you.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm Dr. Paul Gooch. I'm an optometric physician at Southwest Vision in St. George, Utah. We have a practice where we do a lot of primary eye care, medical eye care. We know nutrition affects the health of the eyes. There are several diseases where nutrition plays a role that we've identified. So I do recommend Balance of Nature to my patients. It's almost a self-evident truth to me that if they eat a healthy diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables, they're going to give their bodies the rich source of biochemistry they need to have their best chance at being healthy.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Gorka.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. We at AM 970 The Answer believe this election is too important. Failure is not an option. We must get out the vote. Join us for our victory special with John Catsimatidis coming Wednesday 4 to 6 only on AM 970 The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The American people will never forget this blatant act of bad faith. They will never forget your complete disregard for their voices, for the people standing online right now and voting their choice, yet. Not your choice.
That was Schumer sticking his scraggly, bony finger in the face of the Republicans yesterday. As he was so angry that they were going to go ahead and do what's in the Constitution that they're supposed to do. That's the funny part about last night when they approved Amy Coney Barrett. They had followed the Constitution to the letter of the law. They had followed precedent to the letter of the law. They went through all the normal procedures to the letter of the law. But now, to whack jobs like Senator Schumer and everyone on his team, you're somehow not a good person if you just follow the law. And people are never going to forget. You know what they're never going to forget, Senator Schumer? They're never going to forget that Amy Coney Barrett is now an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. That's so awesome. Speaking of awesome, I don't know. The president went through three more states today. Joe Biden, they got him out of the basement somehow. He showed up in Georgia, and the opening statement of his speech was, "We won't have super spreader events." And I've been asking for people on Twitter lately to send me the wide shots of the events where people are at. And someone sent me on Twitter a picture of the place where Joe Biden's speaking today. Alex and I counted. There were 36 potential chairs that could be filled. He's very concerned because, you know, the president's packing in, I don't know, 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people at his events. Joe Biden's very concerned that he wants everyone to know that he's not running a super spreader event at his campaign rallies. I mean, goodness, at this stage, you're insulting the word rally or event. I mean, it's barely a pulse more intense than a nap. And this is the guy that's going to work nonstop for the American people for the next four. Nobody even believes he's going to get out of bed tomorrow morning. How's he going to take a whole agenda of being president every day? I mean, the old guy that they pulled out of retirement, Barack Obama, had more people at the Hootenanny car drive-in that he did earlier in the day in Florida, and he still only had about 100 people that you could see. Friends, don't believe the polls. Just go vote. I'm Kevin McCullough.